You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. John Ansel, the CEO of Magic Quote, the first mobile platform for comparing rates on car insurance and shopping online. Their company is focused on millennials who they believe are getting a bad deal on insurance as a generation. Mr. Ansel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
Most definitely, and thanks for your time as well. So tell us, for starters, why compare rates on car insurance? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's car insurance is sort of an odd product, I would say, in the U.S. So first of all, of course, it's mandatory. If you own a car or drive a car, you need car insurance. So that's number one. I think number two is most people don't know. Maybe they know the name of four or five insurance companies, but there are as many as 400 out there in the U.S. that offer car insurance today. And why that's important is because in a few actuarial studies that we've seen, the difference in price between the lowest priced insurance quote, say for a given person with a car, same person, same car, same coverage, the lowest difference between the lowest price and the highest price can be six times between one company and another. And that is not uncommon across most states in the U.S. So it means people should really compare insurance companies and products before they actually buy, because they'll end up paying far too much.
And certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, shifting gears a little here, how did you start this company and prompted you to make this a reality?
Yeah, so this is the third insure tech business that I've started over the years. And this particular one really started with my nephew, who graduated from college, got a nice job with a tech company, and got his first car. And he came to his uncle, who knew something about insurance, to help him get car insurance. So I went shopping for him, basically, online. It took a couple of hours to get quotes from, you know, probably 8 to 9 companies or comparison sites. You know, to buy insurance online or to buy auto insurance generally, you have to fill out like 40 to 50 questions before you can get a quote. So I did that online and found out, aside from it being sort of an awful experience and taking a lot of time, I found out what I just mentioned before, that the difference in rates for him was 4 times difference between the lowest and the highest priced insurance company. And because the experience is awful, I would say, you know, you've heard the commercial, give us 15 minutes and we'll save you money. Well, you know, in order to really get the best insurance, you need to really compare different companies, and people just don't have the time for 15 or 20 minutes to compare each company. So we said there's a better way, particularly for millennials, and we started a company to try to help fix that problem.
And I'm sure there's a lot of millennials most thankful for that. Now, what are some of the best insurance companies out there?
Well, you know, as I said, the ones that are the best known are companies like Geico and Progressive and others. But there are indeed 400 some insurance companies out there. And some of the better ones are not the name brands that most people know, particularly for, I would say, millennials. Now, the reason we're focused on millennials in part is because they pay on average 2.5 times more for car insurance than do their parents or older brothers and sisters. As a result, there are certain companies that are just better with millennials. So a company, for instance, like Erie Insurance or National General or Safeco and others offer great products for this age group, but these are typically companies that most people have not heard of.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. John Ansel, the CEO of Magic Quote, the first mobile platform for comparing rates on car insurance and shopping online, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Ansel, have millennials killed car insurance?
Well, you know, there's, I think, a bit of a myth out there that the millennial generation is not buying cars. And that was true a couple of years ago. But in fact, they're back now buying cars. In fact, for the first time in California last year, more millennials bought cars than did the boomers, which was up until now sort of the largest generation. So now they're buying cars, they're using cars. Of course, there's car sharing and ride sharing services as well in the cities, but millennials are still keeping the auto, the cars. The car business is alive and well with millennial buyers.
And also, do the insurance companies benefit from your company, or are all the benefits to the consumer?
Yeah, so what we offer the sort of millennial shopper is a way to buy insurance in around 3 to 4 minutes on their iPhone or Android phone. And we do that filling out these 40 questions in an application quickly and using tech and data to help make that process much easier for them. The second thing we do, of course, because one really needs to compare companies in order to get the best product and the best value for their money, is we offer more than 36 companies that we can go out and compare prices and benefits for the customer to decide which is the best one for him or her. By doing that, though, we also offer insurance companies a benefit as well. Insurance companies really are focused on, you know, trying to, of course, be profitable, and many of them have certain categories of customers that are more attractive to them. So by having a platform that compares performance of companies, we can share with the insurers where they are winning and losing, I would say, with respect to the kind of customer that they're looking for. So in order to really make this work, both sides of the equation, that is the consumer as well as the insurance company, need to win here. And that's part of the value that we're trying to bring with Magic Quote.
Before you go, Mr. Ansel, love to get your take on this. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea like you had who doesn't know what to do next? How would you advise that type of a person?
Well, you know, I think the first thing that has to be crystal clear for any entrepreneur is there's got to be a customer that's got a particular need that needs to be solved. I mean, that sounds very obvious, but in my experience, too many new companies start out without having a clear idea of exactly what the customer is looking for and what kind of problem, in a very clear way, this solution, entrepreneur solution, is trying to solve. So I think that's sort of where it starts and stops. And if you follow that guidance, then I think all of the other kinds of issues and problems and technical problems would fit into place.
Well, Mr. Ansel, that's certainly some sound advice, and thanks for sharing that. In conclusion, where can listeners get all the details on Magic Quote and take advantage of your service?
Okay, great. Well, we're at magicquote.com, and we're only in the app stores at the moment, so going to the Apple and Android Google stores and can download the app and get started right away. It's free.
And that certainly is music to anyone's ears. Again, Mr. Ansel, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and Magic Quote continued success.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. John Ansel, the CEO of Magic Quote, the first mobile platform for comparing rates on car insurance and shopping online. Their company is focused on millennials, who they believe are getting a bad deal on insurance as a generation. And for all the details and to take advantage, visit magicquote.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.